We have time for one more question on today's program of Answers from the Book. In having a relationship with a person, is it okay to have any kind of sexual contact, such as kissing? That is a very good question, and I'm glad for your concern about having a proper relationship. That's so important. The things we do today form the reputation we have to live with tomorrow, so we want to be careful to do those things that honor the Lord and show the proper respect to others. First of all, there are different kinds of kissing. Kissing is mentioned many times in the Bible. The first kiss mentioned in the Bible is between a father and his son. Genesis 27:26 says, "And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now and kiss me, my son." This indicates that a kiss of greeting was common. The Bible encourages us to greet one another with a holy kiss in 2 Corinthians 13:12 and other verses. Now, this type of kiss is just an endearment showing that you have affection for others. It could be a friend, parent, sibling, relative, really, it could be anyone. But I'm sure you're asking more about a romantic kiss rather than a friendly kiss. Is this kind of kiss a sin? The Bible doesn't tell us that romantic kissing is a sin, but it does tell us that to lust is a sin. Matthew 5:28 says, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." So, is lust in your heart when you're kissing? Is the kiss making you want to do more with that person and leading you to temptation? If the answer to these questions is yes, then kissing can become sinful. We learn in 1 Corinthians 6:18 that we are to flee fornication. If you are having lustful thoughts when kissing your girlfriend or boyfriend, then you should not do it. I would definitely recommend against being alone together too much, where you might be tempted to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing. Even strong people can give in to temptation, so the best thing to do is to avoid the temptation altogether. You really get to know someone better when you see how they interact with others, so I suggest that you spend less time alone and more time in a group setting. That way you will not be faced with the temptation of doing things that dishonor the Lord and dishonor yourselves.